now want to share with you some Yisoidais from the Oitzer Pilaos HaTorah. This big encyclopedia, the Oitzer Pilaos HaTorah, this is the third volume in this five-volume set. He put this out 2 years ago. I hope and pray he'll come out this year with Bamidbar. Okay, every like 2 years he comes out with another volume. So here we have to have two parashas, Bahar and B'chukosai, in Yonim on the parasha. Relating to the parasha, some are very interesting things. Some things are way over my way out there. I'm not going to even attempt to explain to you, to try to review. I just want to share with you briefly some things which caught my attention in Parashas Bahar, Parashas B'chukosai, some interesting yediyos relating to the Parashas HaShavua. Okay, the first thing over here is a very fascinating chiddush from the Sefer called Mare HaGadol. One of the greatest things about the Sefer is his bibliography. How he, every time he quotes a Sefer, he tells you who wrote the Sefer, when they lived, when they were born, when they died, what they did. He has these fantastic biographies, very short biographies, really capturing the essence of who these people were who wrote these Sfarim. I don't know what the Sefer is. If he's quoting this, I'm assuming it's a Davar Chashav. It's an incredible chiddush, which has awakened the curiosity of many Gedolei Yisrael. And the Shemitah, we know, this week's parasha is all about Shemitah. What happens when it comes to Shemitah? All of your loans are cancelled. What do we got here?
Rabelsky says you can take out the meat.
The meat.
And salad.
Okay, in general, there's a prohibition to prepare Yom Tov Shabbos from the first day of Yom Tov, even if the preparation does not involve any of the Melachos. This restriction is not known as Hachana. For example, however, Rabelsky Zal ruled that one may defrost challah or meat so that it can be used at night. This is because the removal of the challah from the freezer does not immediately prepare the food for the next day. For many hours, the bread will remain frozen and the thawing happens on its own. Since one does not actively thaw the food, but rather it defrosts on its own, this is not a prohibited form of hachana. Beautiful. It's not can anyway be prepared. It's anyway not going to be ready. He's saying it's anyway not going to be ready, so that's not called achon. Achon is when you do a maisin now that will result in its conclusion, it's prepared. The longest is, since it's not anyway going to be ready by the time you get to the next day, today, it's mutter. Okay, so it's a psak halacha. Better. He says it's mutter. You're allowed to remove the challah and meat from the freezer on Yom Tov and put it on the counter. It's not called hachana. Hachana demands that your action that you do today will be completed today. These things will anyway not be completed today. It's just... It's not immediately. It's not completed immediately. And also, it's happening on its own. The main thing that you're doing happens on its own. It's you're not doing a maisa. You're not actively doing a maisa to cause it to defrost. It happens naturally. Okay, psak halacha. Okay, let's go back to Shvius. Shemitah, we know, is cancels all debts. If I lend you $100 and I don't write a prosbul and it's Shemitah, that's it. The loan is cancelled. The loan is cancelled. He writes an incredible chiddush. Let's say the general halacha. A person does an avera and it comes Yom HaKippurim. Is the person forgiven for his avera? So we all are aware that there's a difference between an avera ben adam l'chaveroi and avera ben adam l'mokim. If you sin between man and Hashem, person was by mistake was in the chasvel b'chal Shabbos, he ate non-kosher food, so Hashem forgives him. I forgive you. You sin between me and you. Hashem says, I forgive you. You do tshuva, you don't do tshuva. Machlokes, how much tshuva do you need to do? Maybe we can suggest the itzumoi shel yoim by itself, just the fact that it's Yom Kippur, that itself brings atonement. But what happens if you speak lashon hara about your friend? What happens if you do an aver, you steal money from your friend? You do an aver in odom lachaveira. You cause your friend harm, you sin, you insult your friend. And it's Yom Kippur. Will Hashem forgive you for causing harm to your friend? Of course not. We learned that in kindergarten. Yom Kippur is not mechaper between aver and odom lachaveira, ad sheyiratze es chaveira. So until I read this sefer, I mean, that's aleph base. Who doesn't know that? That's what you told in kindergarten. In this sefer called Mare HaGadol, this is shocking, it's a pillar, right? Oitze Pilois, a pillar. He writes, Shebishnas HaShemitah, everything that they taught us in kindergarten is true for 6 of the 7 years of the Jewish calendar. When you come to the Shemitah year, Shnas HaShemitah, just like if I lend you money, Shemitah cancels, I can't get my money back. If I do an Avera to you, Hashem forgives me for the Avera. even though I did not ask you mechila. Ben odav lachaveroi. How shocking is that? I don't know. I'm reading you the words. Let me shemeshnas hashmita in meshamet adam es chayvosav kimisa torah yisnagu oisam mida. Oh, well, you say tonight. If you relinquish loans, if you don't violate halacha, if you do not demand, I'm lending you $100. Shemitah, I'm not allowed to come to you and demand my money back from you. Yisnaheg oisai mida kineged mida v'chaper lo yakadosh baruch hu b'leil rosh hashana shel moitzai shvius al averos elu shebein odom lachaveroi afilu im lo yiratza es chaveroi. The shvius mishametes es averos. How shocking is that? Where are you going to hear such a chiddush like that? Don't get carried away. What? That's what it says in the Sefer. It appears to be a very choshva accepted Sefer. I know, I never heard it. It's called Mare HaGadol. If you want to see, he says, go to, he wrote up a biography upon him, the Sefer in Parshas Emor, okay, somewhere else. However, don't get carried away here, because Onam, the Sefer Stechemet, the famous Stechemet, Acha Shehevi, he brings, he quotes this, Shehevi Sefer Mare HaGadol Kosav, V'im ki loy motzasi stira mifureshes l'zeh. Listen, he says such a thing. Who am I to argue? I can't tell you a chazal that contradicts this. Mikol makoim ein dati ho'aniya maskemes l'chalek b'zeh. I never heard of such a thing. Stechemet says, I don't know what he's talking about. You can say all you want to say. I don't know who this person is, whatever. Ella near the b'chol zman. No such thing. Hadin de ein yom kippur mechaper b'liritzah chaver ma'averish v'nochaveroi. This is such a chiddush. Okay, I just want to point out, half of a fellow what it says over here when it comes to koyach of shmita. There's such a havamina, such a shita, even in adam lechaveroi, that you're not meratza. It's a pella to say such a thing. Next topic. Next topic, let's jump around over here, is, this is extremely bizarre, is that when you sell your chametz to a guy, Erev Pesach, okay, this v'chisimkuru, based on the pasuk, v'chisimkuru mimkor la'am yisecha. So when do we sell property to people, to goyim? La'am yisecha, who's even a goy? Pesach, Erev Pesach. So it used to be a custom, he had a conversation with Chaim Kanievsky about this. Never seen this today. Today it would be scandalous. Today with a world of transparency, and everything is broadcast online, it would be scandalous, such a thing. But there was a minig in ancient times that when you sell the chametz to the guy, you sneak in a line on the shtar. Not only am I selling you my chametz, I'm selling you all of my averos. Would you believe such a thing? Would you believe this? The price Chag HaPesach b'chol shana noig ani. No, and he talks about that. So when you buy back, you only buy back the chametz, you don't buy back the averos. Shocking, shocking. He writes over here, noig ani lochaisa b'shamachas chametz v'kaisa b'zeh haloshan on the star. Ha'areini moicher u'makne, not the averos, I made a mistake. Makne l'goy kolchu, even worse. Kolchoyli u'machalo sheyesh li u'lbenei besi. I'm selling all of my sicknesses. Kabbalistic concept. Any sickness that I have, it's yours. You can have it. I'm selling it to you. When a guy is making kinyan, he doesn't know what he's buying. He had a conversation in Echnami. His grandfather, Rav HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak Yeruchim, El Tish Tarad. I don't know his name. I can't pronounce this.
I have a question.
He goes on here and he tells you a conversation of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita about this. Such a thing? Such a thing like this? He writes over here, V'sha'altiv, where is it over here? V'siparati lo, V'sha'yisi b'shnas tavshin ayin hei, V'chodesh nitzan etzal ha'goin, Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Sha'altiv oidois mash shakosvu hachorim she'efsho limko machlo legoi im hachometz. V'siparti loy shekeini, I do, he's a rov, whoever the sefer does this, he writes this in the shtar. He writes this, mi'mechiras chomet shkol shon, shani koise b'shtar ha'mecher, shani moichel legoi kol choyli v'chol machlo, Hashem yirachim, v'she'iltiv ma nase achar, and he asked him, what about after Pesach? Do I buy back? When I buy back, so What happens? The nene hagoin shlita mehashela the heishiv li she'ein anu loichim bechazoras hamachlis. We don't buy back the sicknesses. Rakas achametz bilvad v'she'iltiv miyuchalim lasos. Can you do such a thing? This whole technique. The heishiv li yeah she'yuchalim lasos can belichashash. My father was very into mechiras chametz. It was one of his big things. He never did this. I can tell you that. He wrote his own shtaras. And today I warn you, don't try this at home, because the guy you find out about this is going to be a very big chil Hashem. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's doing us a favor by buying
it. You're right. I don't know. You're right. You're right. I really don't understand. I really don't understand. You're right. You're right. We live in a. You're right. You're right. You're right. I don't know.
Maybe that's why they were dancing. Oh, because they just sold so much.
All right. Bizarre as it comes, right? I really don't know what to tell you. I hear there's an issur d'oraisa of lo sechonim. You're not allowed. There's lo sechonim. There are goyim chasidei umoy sa'oila. Yad v'shem. I'm asking to you. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Mitzarecha, there are goyim the chasidei umoy sa'oila. They do bizarre chesed. Look, you live in a country, a mamish, a malchus shel chesed. Look at the chesed that this country has done for us. In the history of the world, there has never been freedom, liberty, for a person to practice his religion and do as he pleases, like there is in America. So you're not going to be makir toif, b'chol libo, b'chol nafshoi. What are you going to say? Mitzad sheni is a very famous story from Rav Hutner had a debate in the Germans before the war. Very, very famous story. The whole hand. There was a debate among the Bnei HaYeshiva. If it's shaykh, a good midah by a guy. And many of the Bnei Yeshiva says, yes, the Germans, they're very fine, upright people. And there are Germans that we do know are very fine. Not everyone was a member of the SS. Okay, not everyone was a Ratzach. So Rav Hutner, the Kanoi, and he said, lo sechonim, there's no such thing. Every single one of the Germans is a Russia, Marusha, deep down inside, he'll chop your head off when he has an opportunity just because he's so nice. And then there was a debate, they gave an example. I don't know German, but when you go and you ask a German a question, they have a custom at the end of the, and when they answer the question, to say with like a certain humility, don't you think so? You make a right or your left. How do you get to this location? You go down, you make a left. I think that's, don't you think so? Isn't that the way you go? I'm not better than you. This is the way it should be. Right? So this fellow said to Rafuna, it's a nimus. It's a beautiful midah. Maybe we Jews should imitate this. We should also adopt this nice midah. All right, there was a debate. They left the debate 50 years later. Rafun already was Zakin, he was in his office, he was in Chaim Berlin, he became Rashiva, and there was a fellow who came to Yeshiva who wanted to speak to Rafun, an old man. And he said, they brought him into the office, and he said, he came in, and he had no arm. He had a hook. He had a prosthesis, whatever it was, with a hook. And he comes, and he puts his hand down, the hook down on the table. And he says, remember, 50 years ago, we had a debate in Yeshiva if there's a good midah. I said they do have good midahs, and you said they do not. And the example we gave was this expression, whatever it means in German, don't you think so? I'm here to confess that you were right. Because I was a victim in the war, and I was a prisoner, and they didn't like me, the Germans, and they did something, and they decided to punish me by cutting off my arm. And then they said to me, you know, you committed a crime. You committed a crime. You did this. So we're going to have to cut off your arm now. Don't you think so? Don't you think it's the right thing? And then they cut off my arm. So I'm here to confess to you So I'm here to confess to you that you were right. And now, that's one story, okay? So let's not get carried away with that one story, okay? So on the other hand, we know that Yad Vashem has a... you know, documented stories of incredible acts of courage, heroism, where Goyim did incredible things for Jews. Let's not kid ourselves. We all know. We, like I just said, we live in a Malchus Shel Chesed.
A Christian Nach, somebody, a Goyim saved us.
Saved you, see? So what more do you want? So where do you, there has to be a balance. Okay, it's a very delicate balance. You're asking a very tough question. Bizarre as can be, right? That's why I'm telling you this. Entertainment. Next topic. Chassam Sofer. Maisa with the Chassam Sofer. Okay, this is interesting. Sofer from the Chassam Sofer. It says in this week's parasha, Loisoinu is ish es amisoi. You're not allowed to call us Oinoas Devar. Very, very pop, very, very important halacha, Loisoinu, and to cause a person grief with words. Don't cause the person sar with words. So he brings a ma'isa here. There was a person in the community in the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg. In Pressburg, there was a Rosh HaMerush, a guy that tormented the Jews, caused the Jews enormous. He was a Jew. This person was a Rosh. He was a Roidif. He caused the Jews enormous tzaras among the government officials, and the person died. And the Chevek Hadisha, when they did what they needed to do, and there was a Talmud that was also part of the Chevek Hadisha. And they knew they had to go and do what they needed to do to prepare him for Kavura, but they swallowed in the presence of the Nifter. They said, finally he's gone. Finally this Russia, we suffer from this Russia so much. Good riddance. And one of the men of the Chalisha, he went and he flicked his nose to show, like, we put you in the Tachrichim, we're going to bury you in the ground. Good riddance. Goodbye, Charlie. Good riddance. Good to see you go. And he took his finger and he flicked the dead body's nose. Okay, they buried the mace. Then that night, the following after this, this Talmud, this student, was haunted by the ghost of this neshama, and basically was terrorizing him in his dreams. So the Talmud went to the Chassam Sofer and told the Chassam Sofer what he did and what was going on. So the Chassam Sofer said to him, okay, you know what? You be my roommate. My roommate, sleep with me in my house. And when you have these nightmares, call me. I'll come in. I want to talk. Bizarre, right? Bizarre stories. Where are you going to get these bizarre stories, right? I want you to come. I want you to call me in. So indeed, he slept in the house of Chassam Sofer, and he was haunted by this dream. And he woke up with Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer started having a conversation with the neshama, and he said to the neshama, "What are you doing?" So the neshama said to the Chassam Sofer, "You know, in Shemayim, I'm an Adam Choshev. How are you talking? You're a Rasha. You know what you are. You're a Rasha." So he said, "You know, there was a Maisa many, many years ago when I was at the beach with the boys of the yeshiva, and a boy almost drowned, and I went into the water and I saved this boy's life. It was not this particular person. There was a boy there that came out drowned. I swam, I saved him, I took him out, and this boy now is a chush of a person, is a marbitz Torah. And in Shemayim, when I came to Shemayim, everyone there stood up for me, and they give me Yashu Karach, and they forgot about my Averus, whatever my Averus, where they were, but I get a lot of mileage in Shemayim, because they attribute all of the success, the hashpa of this Talmud Chacham to me, because I saved him. And I secretly supported him. And therefore, look at this Talmud of yours, look what he does to me. He's mevazin me. He was mevazin me. He flicked my nose and he said bad things about me. In a chanami, I have problems. But still, so Chassam Sofer said, so this Talmud, the same way you were good to that Talmud, this person, he made a mistake. He's a budding Talmud Chacham. He's also going to be one day a Rav, a Mashpia. So you'll get credit by not harassing him. They're not bothering him. You'll let him develop into who he can be, and you'll get credit for him also. So the Nifter was satisfied with that answer and left him alone. That's the story. What do you learn from this story? You learn, first of all, you never know. Okay, that's one thing you learn from this story, and you have to believe in these stories. Okay, that's another challenge for us in our day and age, to believe in these stories. Okay, I mean, we become so cynical. I can't talk for you. I become so cynical, I cannot believe nothing anymore. But, okay, people, you know, you have to have some emunah, believe in these stories. So one thing at least you learn from the story is, you never know. not known to judge anyone else, who's someone. You don't know what a person's zuchusim are. People have zuchusim. People, you look at people, new, like this guy is a nothing of a nothing. You don't know. You know, you really don't know what's going on
don't
behind the scenes.
Those, don't flick those.
And number two is, le'soinu isha samisa means when the person's dead also. Just because the person is not here. Be very careful what you say about a person, especially about a person. Okay. Next, Yisoyda. This is a very fascinating concept, also from the Chassam Sofer. We have a Gemara, this is a halacha of Gezel, of how Nizer, a person has to be of stealing. This sixth parasha is all about Gezel. L'soynu ish es amiso. You may not harm or wrong. Do one es amiso. The word amiso doesn't only mean a Jew, even a non-Jew. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, Gezel akum is asur. It is asur to cheat on your taxes. It is asur, any form of gezel is asur, asur. There's a shayla tohos akum. There also is a shayla. If a guy makes a mistake, are you mechuyif to go and megala that he made a mistake and therefore you have to give back the money? That's a shayla. Halacha l'mayis, all the gedolei hador of this generation have told us that today you have to. Today
you have,
you have to return it. Avada. Today, because today you need the mild. Two reasons. There are two reasons. Everyone. There are two reasons why Bizman Hazeh Toho Sakum is asur. Number one is, with all the technology there is today, they're going to catch you. There's no such thing as tos. Just a matter of until they're going to catch you. And if you're going to make believe you don't know about it, it's going to be a Chil Hashem. And even theoretically, the impossible situation where we'll never know about it, we desperately need the Kiddush Hashem. We need that mileage, and even a small, teeny Kiddush Hashem, you cannot fathom what Koyach, what Kiddusha brings to the world to tell a guy, you know, you made a mistake, you gave me too much change. You gave me a quarter more than I'm supposed to. This guy, he knows, you look at this guy, he's a lowlife of lowlifes, so he makes a difference to him that you tell him he's a Jew. You don't know. Every little bit of Kiddush Hashem is poiled in the Olamos, and we have no Hasaga. It's the most significant thing. Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, and therefore if you have an opportunity, take advantage. Take advantage. Besides the fact that there are cameras, and they're watching, and they're seeing, and their computers and technology will get you no matter what. So Bizman Hazeh doesn't apply. He says that the Chassam service says the David is half level fell, like the name of the Sefer. We know that on Tisha B'Av we learn about the story of the daughter of Marta Bas Nakdimoin. This woman, the daughter of Nakdimoin Ben Gurion. Nakdimoin Ben Gurion was one of the wealthiest people of the world. When there was a siege against Gan Yerushalayim, he said that he was one of the three people who can support the entire Yerushalayim for what, 12 or 13 years? They had so much money, billions and billions of dollars, trillions. They can, don't worry, there's a siege, we'll just outlive them all, we have enough money to support. The only reason why was because the Kanoim, they burnt down the storage houses. Okay, but he was phenomenally wealthy. And the Gemara has different examples of his extreme wealth. Yet when it came, the end, the time of the Chorban, his daughter didn't have what to eat. And she sent out a servant to go buy food. And there was everything, the story went from one thing to another. And the end was, she stepped on soa, on barley. They brought her barley. I don't even remember exactly the details. All she had to eat was a piece of barley that was buried in a piece of excrement. Okay, she was reduced to the worst, destitute, the worst, even the homeless, the most homeless of homeless were now reduced to such a shame and humility like what happened to his daughter. Poverty. My high, how did this happen? So this is a Marsha. The Marsha says, Dvarim Nifloim, like the Sefer. You know why this happened to her? Kosval Zed Dvarim Nifloim, Shemikan Musar Haskel, from this you learn Musar Haskel, Lo'isim Anoshim, Hamis Ashrim, B'mamayin she'ena shel yoysha uvichil Hashem kigoin gezel goy uchidoyme. What he basically is saying is that the wealth of Nakdimoin Ben Gurion, the father of this woman, all came from gezel goy. It was stolen from a goy. The achakach, and then the goy stole from a goy. So everyone jumps. What? What are you talking about? Nakdimon Ben Gurion stole from a guy. How dare you say that about Nakdimon Gurion? He was an honest man. What are you talking about? So Chasam Sofer says, I'll tell you the secret. There's a famous Ma'aseh Nagdim in Goyon, when people were oil regel, they came to oil regel, and there was no water. People were going to, and they need water, sakana, and there was a drought. So he went to this very wealthy man. He said to this very wealthy man, give us your wells, open up your water storage, and I guarantee that by Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, where is this Maisa, that I guarantee that it's going to rain. It's going to rain, and you're going to get all of your money, all of the water will come back. And if it does not rain, lend me 12 wells, shalmayim, and I guarantee it's going to rain, and I'm going to fill up your wells. And if it does not rain, then I'm going to give you an enormous amount of money, like billions of dollars. Okay, I don't know all the details of the Gor V'Kovlo is man. Vani Efral Rashtain Esrei Mayana Shalmayim, Vim Lo Efrach Lach Vashem does not cause the rain by the time it's Rosh Hashanah, Eden Lachashtain Esrei Kesef. 12 kikar, Esrei kikar kesef tumurasam. For your 12 wells, I'll give you 12 kikare kesef, an enormous amount of money. What happened? It didn't rain. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And this guy was rejoicing, was having a party. Tonight, when the sun sets, I'm going to be a billionaire. Because Nagdim and Goyim promised me 12 kikari kesef if it does not rain by tonight and there's not a cloud in the sky. Nagdim ben Goyim wasn't upset. Don't worry, by tonight it's going to rain. I have confidence. Came the afternoon, no rain. It came Erev Yomtif, v'chulu, no rain. The very last moment, he goes into the Beis HaKnesses and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know I didn't do this for my covet, I did it for your covet. The B'nai Yisrael, the oily regal, the water. How can you let this happen? It has to rain. Sure enough, a moment later, clouds began to form, it began to rain, and all the wells filled up. So he then goes to the Goy and he says, So he says, yeah, very nice, but too little, too late. Look what time it is. Yom Tov already began. Sunset is 7 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. You're late. The deal was the wells had to fill up by 7 o'clock. That's what it says on the shtar. It's already 9 o'clock, so sorry, buddy. Too little, too late. Hand over the money. He goes back into the Beis HaKnesses. Ribbono Shel Olam. You got to keep you part of the deal. So Hashem has the ultimate time machine. And Hashem caused the sun to come up. So it says in the Gemara. It says the sun can be burned. Shem goli b'lofnecha shlo l'chvod yasisi. El l'chvod beisadi. El l'chvod chasisi. Okay, well, ad shiyotza ha'agmoni. Teili d'mei. Amo ha'agmoni yedua sh... Miyad niskashu ha'shmaim v'avim v'yodi gisham ad shismal l'shtem eshoi maim asmaim v'hoisiru. Ad shiyotza oisa ha'agmoni b'es ha'merchatz. Okay, let me just jump ahead. Teili d'mei. Adayin yesh li pischoin peh. The sun set. And the sun came out. Time machine. You brought the sun back after the sun already set. I have no choice. I lose. Okay? I lose. Fine. Everything's fine and good. The Chasam Sofer says, Dvarim Nifloim. He says, the truth was, Nagdiman was right. You can't use Maisa Nisim. Einochanami. He Nagdiman min Guryoin, the whole Gemara is a Pella. He pulled off some hocus pocus. He twisted Hashem's arm to make the sun come back after the sun already set. But a guy in his eyes, I was cheated. The sun set, he did a miracle of miracles to cause the sun to come. I didn't get my money. My 12 kikare kesef down the drain. It's not fair. The Chasam Sofer says the guy was right. Nagdiman was wrong. He lived the rest of his life with his 12 kikare zav. It was gezel biyadai. Half-life of hell. And because it was Gezel B'yado, that is why the Masha says his daughter was reduced to a degree of poverty that no other person saw from any other person.
What kind of gezel?
Gezel goy. It was gezel of a goy. The goy, the shtar says 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, the money's not here. You want to go do miracles and bring the sun back and make it now 6 o'clock? Listen, I don't know how you operate. You're operating in a different, in a different, different world here. But in my book, I live in Olam Hazeh. It's my money. It's my money. And you're pulling off some hocus pocus. You have connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha says that the daughter, he saw the Chassam, he's saying, this is the Pshat on the Marsha. I mean, for us to say such a thing, they would throw us out of yeshiva. You have to be courageous to say this. Who gives you the right to say such things? But the Chassam Sofer says, this is the Pshat in the Marsha. The Marsha says, Dvar Mifloy. You know why Nagdimon's daughter was reduced to poverty? Was because her father lived off Gezel Goy. Gezel from a guy. That's why this happened to her. Where's the Gezel guy? The Masha says this was the Gezel of the guy.
He time went. Of
the time of the guy was correct. And this whole miracle, which we're taught in Yeshiva, they write Judaica store. They have all these nice books for children. It's big, big business today. They have these nice, colorful, laminated books for children with stories and pictures and illustrations. And this is one of the popular stories. This is one of the very popular stories. But this story is not a good story. It's not a good story because. What?
Don't say the Masha.
So it's a halfway dik of Musa Haskel. Ad kdei kach, how far minizer in gezel goy. Okay, let's do at least one more thing. Let's do one more hana. Okay, one other interesting thing. Okay, this is more of a halachic shaila. Can I tell you? Okay, let me tell you this. One time not listening. This is very. You ever see a sign? I'm sure you've all heard about this. No dogs and no Jews allowed. How, which one they put first? Dogs? No dogs and no Jews. Very famous. Why are Jews? Why are Jews called dogs? Why does that sign say no dogs allowed? So he cites here the Sefer Kushiyos, Hevi Davar Nifla. Okay, Pelei Satara. Why are the guy always calling us dogs? Where does it come from? Tiris lefish nemar. Now it's not this parasha. This parasha it says he's really elaborating. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Okay, we'll call avodim. And in Dvarim it says kili. We're also called banim atem laHashem elokeichem. Banim is begematria kilavim. 102. So the guy was saying for the Teichacha this week, you know, the Teichacha, in the Teichacha, there are hidden brachas. There are hidden brachas in the Teichacha. The Goyim are calling us Klavim. Niba ve'ini yodea man niba. They're really, subconsciously, they're calling us, we recognize that you are Hashem's children. No dogs. No dogs. And no Jews. Why? We're jealous of you. Because we recognize Bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. So when you see the song sign, don't get so upset. Don't get that upset. You have to recognize Bonim atem Hashem Elokeichem. Also, Kili b'nei. By the way, there also the Rosh Hashanah is Kili b'nei Yisrael. Avo Kili b'nei Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah Kili b'nei Yisrael is Rosh Hashanah Kalbi. Kalbi. Hashem says you're my dog. Okay, dog is man's best friend. So this is a positive, and you want, also this is very beautiful. You say also that this interesting is that it says in the pasuk, "Kilo yechratz kelev l'shaynai." What does it mean? Kilech kelev l'shaynai. The Egyptians are called dogs. We learned today it's very good sequel. They're called donkeys. They're called horses. Zimras susim zrosam besar chamayim besaram. But the Egyptians are also called dogs. Where? Who are we referring to? The dogs? Not the dogs. The Egyptians. They did not protest when we left. They didn't bark at us when we left. The Torah is mocking them by calling them dogs. Who says this? The Tzur Hamar. The Sefer, the Tzur is a very famous Sefer. Tzur Hamar Shakavan hi al ha-Mitzriyim. Shalei yechetzur ha-Mitzriyim al ha-Shoinam b'tzeis b'nei Yisrael b'nei Yisrael. V'zeh, ev shalemar, shekivim sh-Mitzriyim l'chunim kilavim. Therefore, that's why they call us dogs. L'chein ha-Goyim gam mechanim es Yisrael b'shem kilavim l'kola poysel b'mumay poysel. A Goy is called a dog. So when you insult a person, that's when you're just talking about yourself. You call a person a mamzer. You call someone a mamzer. You have to check into the person, and maybe he's the mamzer. So Mamelo, when you go and you call the guy, there's this stuff. Okay, interesting idea. We'll stop over here.